10 years after the Great Recession, a new housing crisis has developed in America. You've been hearing reports all week on Morning Edition and All Things Considered about those who've been shut out of the housing market. One reason is the historic slowdown in new home construction. That slowdown has played out in Bloomington Normal as well. GLT's Ryan Denham has this report.
Tom Armstrong says the last decade has been eye-opening for his family's third-generation home-building company, Armstrong Builders. First, there was the Great Recession. And then the endless churn of state farmers willing to buy new homes slowed to a crawl. Now, opportunistic buyers are looking to cut a deal, and if they can't, they'll just go down the street and buy a really nice existing home. Armstrong is not doom and gloom about the Bloomington Normal real estate economy, but he says it's changed in big ways. If you're asking Armstrong why home builders aren't building much anymore, he says you're asking the wrong guy.
It's not me. I am merely a cog in the wheel that turns. I'm a small business. I'm building homes that based on need, and jobs create those need. If there's no jobs, there's no need.
A dozen years ago, home builders were selling 500 new homes a year in Bloomington Normal, with new subdivisions coming onto the market routinely. But 2017, it was just 138. It'll likely be even less this year. And it's not just a Bloomington Normal issue. NPR reported this week that new home construction across the country has slowed to its lowest pace since the 1980s. In Illinois, home builders are only doing 10,000 or 11,000 projects a year now. It's down from 50,000 to 60,000 at their peak. Bloomington Normal may not need 500 new homes every year anymore, but it's still perceived as unnaturally low. Here's John Armstrong, president of the local Realtors Association.
When you got a bunch of realtors in a room, that's the elephant in the room. New construction has really been hit hard.
He says one reason is because of those higher-priced existing homes becoming more affordable.
But that 2,400-square-foot house that you can build for $330, when you can buy it for $290 existing, you know, there's a level where it's acceptable. There's a percentage where it's acceptable. I personally think it's about 6 or 7%. If you can save 6 or 7% and buy existing, why wouldn't you do that? But there are certain people out there that they just don't want anything but new. They don't want to live in somebody else's house. So those people are willing to pay 6 or 7% more. They're not willing to pay 15% more.
Tom Armstrong, the home builder, says consumer confidence in Bloomington Normal is low.
So nobody wants to get stuck with a big number when they're, you know, going to wrap up and retire. So everybody wants to negotiate $30,000 to $50,000 off of the price, which I can't do in new construction. Because costs are fixed. I'm buying a 2x4 for $2.50 just like everybody else.
He says people don't think of homes the same way they used to.
Nobody anymore is using their house as a vehicle to make money. They're using it as a place to live. And they're hoping that they can get their money back out of it when they move or retire.
So how are home builders responding? In a lot of cases, they're going out of business or going out of state. Membership in the Home Builders Association of Illinois has fallen from a pre-recession peak of around 5,000 to around 1,600 or 1,700 today. That's according to the association's Executive Vice President, Bill Warren. He says data from the National Association of Home Builders shows Illinois is dead last in the U.S. in new home construction, based on construction starts per capita. He says a lack of confidence in the state's economy is turning off potential buyers. He says that's the new reality.
So I think our guys need to start accepting that and trying to figure out in their marketing strategy how they go about building in the future.
Tom Armstrong from Armstrong Builders is one of the survivors, and he says it's no accident. They've retooled their business plan to build what they can sell. They're not just working in their own subdivisions anymore. Instead, they're building in more rural communities like Goodfield, Delavan, and Farmington, where lots are cheaper. Armstrong says he's only doing pre-sold projects now, no more speculative or spec homes with no buyer lined up in advance.
We're all scrapping to try to make money right here, and we'll do anything we can. The rehab business, snow removal, mowing yards, whatever it takes to make it ends meet during this time.
The average price for a new home in Bloomington Normal's market last year was $301,000. That average fell to $283,000 during the first few months of this year.
Everything's dropped. So nobody wants the big mini mansions anymore. They want to be efficient. They want everything to be, you know, nice things, really nice upper end appliances and nice things in their home, but smaller.
For a more detailed look at housing sales data, check out our interactive graphic at our website, WGLT.org. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find links to other stories in NPR's Shut Out of the Housing Market series right now at our website, WGLT.org.